This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Seif Gimel. Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Seif Gimel. In Seif Gimel, we spoke about what if they skipped a pasuk. So if it was Mincha on Shabbos or Monday and Thursday, and you read 10 psukim, besides the pasuk that was skipped, you don't go back. Otherwise, you go back. But on Shabbos, even if you skipped one pasuk, you go back. Even if you put away the Torah and you said Kaddish, you have to go back, read a pasuk and another two with it. Even if you read Maftar and you daven Musaf, you have to go back. So now we're up to the end of the Mechaber. Parshios Hamayadim. The Parshios of the Yomim Toivim, Kamay B'Mincha, Dinam Kamay B'Mincha B'Shabbos, the Sheni, the Chamishi. If you missed a Pasuk on the Yomim Toivim, it's like on a Monday or Thursday. Why? Just like a Monday and Thursday, it's not a big deal, as long as you read the requisite number of Psukim, because you're going to read the Parsha on Shabbos, so the Parsha of Moedim, you're going to read those psukim in the regular course of Kriyas HaTorah throughout the year. V'sheni b'chamishi lefi shekvar karu ha-parshios b'shabbos shalahen, because you already read the Parshios on those Shabbosos. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, dinam kamay, talking about where you read three psukim for all the five oilam on Yom Tov Kadin. Dilav hachi otherwise, you definitely will have to go back because you need to have at least five aliyos of three psukim each. Look in the Magen Avraham, the same din would apply if you skipped some a pasuk from the psukim that you read in the Sefer Torah for the second kriya. Dahainu psukei karban musaf she'enoi chayzi, you don't go back. Im loy shechisar ikaran shal hapsukim legamri. Unless you skipped the principle of the psukim completely. What does that mean? Dahainu b'shabes she'era b'yoyim alef decholamayt sukis. Let's say Shabbos, that came out on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So the Kriya is Uvayom HaSheni, Shekorin LaMaftir Uvayom HaSheni. You read Uvayom HaSheni, Uvayom HaShlishi. So if you skip the words V'hudilek Uvayom HaShlishi, Af Al Pi Shekor Uvayom HaSheni, even though you said the pasuk v'yom hasheni, but if you skip the pasuk uvayom hashlishi, have a kilu loy kara klal mechoy v'sayom. It's like you omitted the main obligation of the day. Ledidan debekin bekviya deyarcha. In other words, let's say Shabbos came out on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So the maftar you read, Uvayom HaSheni, Uvayom HaShlishi. And let's say you skipped Bayom HaShlishi, even though you said Bayom HaSheni. Now, Bayom HaSheni was already read on the second day of Sukkos. So for us that were Bekiy and Bekviya D'Yarcha, we know for sure it's the third day of Sukkos. So he left out the main day. He didn't say the pasuk Bayom HaShlishi. We know it's the third day, so that means you left out Me'ikar and Shal Yom. You would have to go back and read that pasuk.
You mean the words the pasuk.
Now, anytime we're talking about the pasuk, lechara those words also. Miu im karo vayom hashlishi v'dileg v'loy kar vayom hasheni. If you read the pasuk vayom hashlishi, and you didn't read vayom hasheni, ain't a chazal lekres bevracha. You don't go back and read again. Ela poiseach ha-sefer Torah. You open up the sefer Torah, v'koyre elo ha-psukim, and you read these psukim, lefnei ha-tzibur, b'loi bracha. V'ayin be'el yarabba, look in the el yarabba, shehoisef oid. He adds further. Sometimes, even if you skip one pasuk, you go back to read with a bracha. For example, kugon she pasuk zeh haya ikari shel chayves hayom. Kugon she dileg b'mashikaron lemaftir b'yom aleph shel pesach. Let's say you skipped from the maftir, the first day of Pesach, of the pasuk v'hikravtem ulahala ad lechaper aleichem. You, let's say you skipped the main pasuk of the offering of the karbanos for that day. D'misham v'hala, from there and on, eino shach kol kach l'chavis hayom. It is not as much connected to the chavis hayom, but that first pasuk v'hikravtem is uviyam alef shel sukkos, and on the first day of sukkos im dileg eze pasuk. If you skipped any pasuk, may v'hikravtem, from v'hikravtem at soif ha-parsha, oy shechiser b'yoyim alef shel Chol HaMoed, or if you skipped on the first day of Chol HaMoed, kishachal b'shabbos, eze pasuk shumi parshas v'yom ha-shlishi, that would also be considered skipping me'ikara shel yoyim, meaning if you skipped on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, when it comes out on Shabbos, any of the psukim from Uvayom HaShlishi, then you would have to go back because those psukim are Me'ikar Shayam. So even though in general the rule is if you skip a pasuk on Yom Tif, it's not a big deal, as long as you read a requisite number of psukim, because you're going to eventually read those psukim in the course of the Kriyas HaTorah throughout the year. But if you left out the main obligation of the Kriya of that day, then you would have to go back. Siv Dalad. Im kara echad shnei psukim. If a person who got an aliyah read only two psukim, tzarch lachzor v'likros, he has to go back and read. If somebody went and read two psukim, he has to go back and read, because he has to read three psukim. V'imloi karei ben shlashdan ela tisha psukim. If among three oilim you only read nine psukim, shloisha l'chol echad, einam tzricham lachzor v'likros. You don't have to go back. V'raya l'davar parshas Amalek. The raya is the parsha of Amalek. So there's a question about that, because we said by Amalek, it's permitted because it was Salik in Yana. But Lamaisa, even where the Inyan is not finished, we could still learn out from Amalek that b'diavad it will work. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis. Yud Gimel we'll see tomorrow. Shnei psukim, av shebein akol kari asar psukim. Let's say one oila was four, one was two, and one was four. So you read ten among the three. Kugon sheshnaim shelvanu kara baraba. Filhaki tzarech lachzor v'likros. In kriya chashuva pachzor shel psukim. It is not considered a kriya less than three psukim. What if you read two and a half psukim? The Imre Yosher, the Das Toira, the Zohar Li Avram, the Shalosh Teshuvos Har Tzvi, says you don't have to go back, because that's also considered three psukim. I call pasuk shalai pasuk Moshe ain paiskin oisai. That's only lechad chila. But b'diavad, it would be okay. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that if you read two psukim for one aliyah in Vayikra, where clearly our count of the psukim is different than the Gemara, which means really there are more psukim than we lane, so you don't go back. You don't have to go back. Why? Because Safik Brachas Lahakel, it could be, even though you think you only lane two psukim, we really reigned three psukim. But Moshe says it depends where in the Sefer Torah you're reading. There are certain locations where we know we're off from the count of the Gemara. So, misafek, there's a possibility that maybe there are really three psukim. You leaned more psukim than you actually stopped for. The Mishmur continues because of Atazu Adin B'Shachris B'Shabbos Af Acher Shekar Shivakrum Kadin. Let's say Shachris and Shabbos. After you called up seven oilam, im era shekar echad acher ze shnei psukim nami choizer mehay tam shekosavnu. Let's say you called up seven people, and then in the achroin, you called up two. It's still not an aliyah because it's not a kriya. It's not an aliyah. That's not considered a kriya. You would have to go back and do it again. We'll see tomorrow regarding a bracha. Do you go back and lane with a bracha? We'll see that in Sivkatan Yod Gimel. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.